Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishbas Am Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding what we come in Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings here for the first time what the Gemara is going to bring a few times throughout the Masechta, and that's the Shita of Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says like this: although in general a short tam pays half a nezek, but short tam birshus hanizak, when it's in the rishus of the one who gets damaged, then he has to pay Nezek Sholem, Meshuno Keren Bechotzer Nizak, Nezek Sholem Misham. Has to pay a full Nezek. There's a very nice Mahaloch of the Noyem Elimelech over here, in understanding the Keren, the rim is of Keren. And he says the following. He says, we know that the Chazal tell us that a person should always look at himself, Chetzer Zakai V'Chetzer Chayav. In the whole world, he should look at the whole world, Chetzer Zakai V'Chetzer Chayav. Because if a person looks at himself this way, so then he knows if he does something good, he's mechriyas kol ha'olam, he's tilting the whole world to be zakai. And if he is doing something bad, he chas v'shalom knows the opposite. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem. Says the Noyem Elimelech, this is the pshat when he's saying the tam, shor tam, mishalom chatzi nezek. There's a remez over here. Shor means loshon ri'iyah. Loshon shor is loshon ri'iyah. Shor tam, meaning the tam was a tzaddik. Yaakov Avinu is ish tam yoyshev olim. Shor tam, the tam looks at the world, chatzi nezek. That the whole world is always half a nezek, half not. He needs to be mechri of the world and make it not a nezek. So chatzi nezek mishalom, he makes sure that the world is not going to go more than chatzi nezek. He's going to make it not a nezek anymore. He's going to make sure it's not going to be more than chatzik, because he's going to make do a mitzvah. Adds the name Elimelech. That's the pshat, that if it's bechatzer hanizok, nezek sholem mishalem. So he says the pshat is, chatzer hanizok refers to when a tzaddik goes and lives among rishoyim. When a tzaddik lives among rishoyim, then he's mushpa from them. And then it's not anymore chatzik. Then it's already nezek sholem. In other words, it became a full nezek. The whole thing became bad. The way he says it, Roim is afshu tzaddik, goyim nezek sholem chasa sholem. The fact he's a tzaddik, but he's among Rishoyim, so he's not a chatzi, it's tilting into good, he's a full nezek sholem. And in the parentheses on the Noyem Elimelech, they bring the Zoya in two places. The Zoya says when a person lives among Rishoyim, so he himself is influenced, he becomes a Rosha as well. And that's why Avraham Avinu, says the Chazal, Sefer HaZoya in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu kicked away Loit. He saw Loit is becoming a Rasha, doesn't want to be among Rishoyim. To be among Rishoyim causes the tzaddik not to be the one who can tilt the world from the Chatzi. It's already a Nezek Sholem. And in the footnote, they send to Mesekas Ovis, Perek Vov, in the Brisa Tess, brings the Brisa, Omar Abiyasi bin Kismo. Once I was going in the way, and Odom found him, told Nisholim, and he told him where you come from. So I'm a very big city with Chachomim and Seferim. He says, come to live with us. I'll give you a lot of money. So you pay me all money in the world. We live only in the place of Torah. Meaning the place influences the Odom. The Odom gets the schus of the Torah. And when he's a place of Rishoyim, he does not. And that's what the Noyem Elimelech says. That's the remez of Reb Tarfon. The Bechotzer HaNizak, Nezek Sholem Mishalom, is not anymore Chatzi. It's not anymore Tzadik. It was Meshpia the way he's supposed to be Meshpia. Gevaltik, a remez of the Noyem Elimelech. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or what to go, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.